Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holsworth.
And now we're recording.
All right.
Welcome to the podcast.
Wait, look at me for. I'm going to start it off.
Yeah, you are. Bring it.
No.
So we got Robbie, and we got Troy on topbakersfield.com.
That's me.
Is that your tagline?
That's me. It's going to be from now on. I like it.
Trademark. Copyright.
Copyright that.
So we just started cracking some beers and chilling out in the garage. Haven't recorded here in a while. We took the summer off, basically. All my recording has been done at either at Kenny's house for IPA today or up at LCB in Tehachapi, where the weather's a lot better.
It's nice today, though.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I mean, this isn't bad at
we're
all.
We're finally but getting there.
You got an air conditioner in there, though.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we're not hearing too much of it.
I am.
Little background.
A little bit.
All right.
We'll cover up the dead spaces.
We were just talking.
Staring at each other.
Just talking about how much we prepared for this. So we've been trying to get Troy on for a long time. Technically, you've been on the podcast before.
Yeah, you were doing them.
We did the Menage locations. Cast. And we did a Menage a cast with Match Time and IPA today.
I'm finally in the I'm Not Kevin Studios, though, which is really cool. Is that what you call this place? Studio?
Sure. slash garage, slash brew house, slash mechanic shop.
And
slash
you get the bike over here. You got all the brewing equipment on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Some tools back there.
Yeah, it's manly.
Looks very manly.
Right.
Not like some other podcast in town. I'm not going to say any names, but they got the fancy stuff and signs on the walls. And
let's get the fancy store-bought beer signs. Those are really cool. Wait, who are we talking about?
I'm not saying any names.
Oh, that's right.
Kenny.
Love those guys.
So what are we drinking? We're drinking a couple different things.
Yeah, we got a couple things on the table. Yours is what, the Ballast Point?
Ballast Point Brewing Company, Long Fin Lager. It's I tried this for the first time at the Tehachapi Beer Festival. I don't think that's the proper name, but
Tehachapi Mountain Beer and Wine Festival.
Yeah, there you go. And I just kind of stumbled onto it. They had it on their taps, and it's real easy drinking. Good way to start the morning.
Yeah, and it's a lager, so you can find it in the store and not be too worried about the date on the bottom of it.
Right.
Not that you have an issue necessarily with Ballast Point, but some brands you do have an issue with, and that's the problem with trying to get an IPA at a store that doesn't necessarily care or try to cycle their stock well.
Right.
Those IPAs, they'll sit for too long and you'll get a bad experience and it's going to turn you off from that brand. Mm-hmm. And then over here, I brought, I went to, before I came in, I went to Bakersfield Beer Company down on the south side of town. And they've got some just killer beers, all kinds of out of distribution stuff that they go and get that stuff. They go out of town, pick it up. They just went to Sacramento recently, and this is New Glory. Let's see, New Glory, just here for the Commons, double IPA. And it's a double. You can taste that it's a double. I don't know what the ABV is. It's 8.1.
So just barely a double, right?
Yeah.
I gotta suck down this Ballast Point so I can get some of that.
And I'm drinking some of I'm Not Kevin's next brew. I can't even talk already. I don't know.
Is that strong?
No.
It's not that strong. That's the Dark Citrus Saison.
Right.
5.4%.
It's cold, so I like it.
It's got a good flavor to it. I tasted it a couple weeks ago, right?
Or
a week ago.
Yeah.
A week ago, two weeks ago. That was good.
Yeah, we'll wasn't exactly what I was thinking it was going to be, but it's all right, I guess. I mean, I probably won't make it again. The other one, I probably will.
I like that Kolsch you made that one time.
Everybody liked that.
That was good.
And that was an extract
Kolsch. That kind of popped my cherry on the homebrew.
Whoa. How'd that go?
It was good.
What are you fingering over there, Troy?
Yeah, I got it. He's good. There's a little gnat in my beer.
Is that your
That's the studio ambiance. Take that with you. That's a souvenir.
I was going to taste
your humanitarian effort to save the gnats?
I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Sure, especially after you wipe it on your leg.
But he's shit-faced.
You gotta rub him in. Yeah, he's feeling real good off that double IPA.
That's how good that New Glory is, huh? Gnats are jumping in there.
Yeah, they love
committing
it.
Committing suicide
into it. They love it.
Nice. Trying something new. We videoed last episode with IPA today, and we're going to try it again today, see how it turns out. I just started it while you were talking, so we didn't get the beginning. But
so how do you get to your it's a YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you get there?
If you go online and go to YouTube.com and search I'm Not Kevin Podcast, you'll find it. And if you go to any Google or whatever and you search I'm Not Kevin, you'll find I'mNotKevin.com, Instagram, I'm Not Kevin Pod. Facebook, pretty much the same thing. So,
how long until I'm a YouTube star by being on this right now?
I don't have an answer for that.
Will it be today it'll happen?
It won't be today.
Okay.
You'll need about 998,000 more followers.
follower at a time.
Preferably east of the oil Dell area.
I think YouTube subscribers, I think I'm up to 2. And I think I'm one of them.
I might be the other
one. I'm going on right now.
We're going to double that right now.
Coming up, dude.
So right now what's happening is Troy and Robbie both have their cell phones in their hands, and they're going to double my YouTube subscribers. I feel like...
That's the last time he said something was in my hand and it doubled.
It's going to be that kind of party.
Yeah, sorry. You've heard any of my previous.
We're on the first beer.
I'm going to apologize now, and that'll take care of the next hour or two.
It's like a blanket apology.
Right.
That's kind of how the last few episodes have been. Hanging out with Kenny and those boys. Oof, man. I think the last one we did, we started with... Well, we drank some of the jalapeno raspberry wheat just to try it out, which is real low ABV. It's like 4.2. And then... They broke out. We started with double IPAs. So you're talking 7-8% or whatever, or well, like 9%. And then we did triples. I think the second beer we had was a triple. And it just pretty much was downhill from there. It was a good time though.
Yeah, I missed it.
I just don't know.
I was invited, but I just didn't go.
I didn't even get invited. Couldn't go. You should feel happy that you're invited.
So how do we find Troy from On Tap Bakersfield?
OnTapBakersfield.com. Yeah, I'm on all the social media too, so except for I am on Snapchat, but I don't think I've ever used it. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
Instagram. I use Instagram mostly, but Facebook, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
OnTapBakersfield.com, mm-hmm. OnTapBako, I think, on Twitter because it only allows you a certain amount of characters. Yeah.
Right. I think I did the same thing with I'm Not Kevin, which I don't hardly use the Twitter. It just seems to be get more response out of it.
I don't even know if I'm following you on Instagram. Let me do that right now.
Who?
Oh, sweet.
Troy.
You're doubling his followers right now.
I'm going to double my followers.
Competition.
So kind of what you do a weekly?
Yeah, I write a weekly. Well, no, it used to be weekly, but I just don't have the time. I do every other week. So I write every other week. I write what's going on in the next week around town, and I also talk about any news. And I have contacts at the breweries, and I find out what they've got going on, what's new going on there, and I post about that stuff. And then... events. I try to obviously I do the events, I do festivals, mm-hmm. I do features. So I'll go like those are kind of far and few between. Like when new things open up, when Bakersfield Beer Company opened up, I did a feature on them. When Dio opened up, I did a feature on them. Timbler did a feature. Lengthwise did their new brewery. I did that. KRBC hired a new brewer after Kyle Smith moved to Lengthwise. I did a feature on that.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually the first person in Bakersfield to break the news that Kyle Smith moved to Lengthwise. That's just because there's nobody else who's breaking news like that. So, but it was really cool because that actually is my most hits on that one.
Oh, really?
Post. And it was so small. It was just like a little blurb. Uh-huh. And it's my number one on my whole thing.
Do you reveal your sources? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You know what? I'm okay. So not even a journalist whatsoever.
But, so how long have you been doing that? The blog?
Let's see. This is, I officially started in 2015, I think around August. I bought the domain in July and I started, formatted the website. I used WordPress to format the website, and mm-hmm. I got everything going and started actually doing blog posts at that time. And at that time I was thinking, okay, I'm gonna figure out what's on tap at every place in Bakersfield and write about it every week. And that was just so impossible. There's no way to do it unless I become an absolute drunk and go to those places that every single week and drink. And
that's a lot of places.
I go to I love all the events in town. They're always awesome. Mm-hmm. And I go to them as often as I can, but that's like once a month, maybe I go to an event. So I'm not able to get to these things.
Yeah.
But I try, I try to promote them though. Yeah. And yeah, it's expensive too.
I mean, to do, you know, when you're already drinking and to add, you know, still the glass event. I mean, not that they're expensive, but when you, if you had to do every one of them every week or whatever. You,
yeah. I mean, I guess if you're going to drink, might as well go get a glassware with it.
And,
but,
some cool glassware, right? I mean, there's been some.
Eureka, man, they've done some really great stuff there. One that I really liked, I'm not a big fan of the Trumer Pils. A lot of people really love it. It's one of the best pills in the world from what people say, but the glassware they had, it was a real cool Pilsner glass, one real tall, skinny one that said Trumer on the side.
Oh, cool.
That was one of the, one of my favorite. Of course, the New Belgium one was cool. Had some cool colors on the side. The Modern Times with the little diamond pattern on the side of the little small glass. It was pretty neat. But they always seem to get, and it's thanks to the distributors too, local distributors like AB and, or Advanced Beverage, I'm drawing a complete blank. W.A. Thompson.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And, yeah, those guys, they help a lot with getting the glassware to the local events like that. And, it's pretty neat what they do for the community. They don't get a lot of love for that, but they do a good job. Even though they are, they got the big brands too, obviously, but they support the small stuff, the independent stuff that they distribute.
That's nice that they do that because they don't have to, right? I mean, really.
They could put 805. Well, 805 is a craft still, but but they could put like Budweiser Coors Light and 805 on the shelf and be just fine. They don't really need the craft stuff, but it's a growing industry and hopefully it keeps growing. And that's kind of what I wanted to help do here locally. Is that's what OnTap Bakersfield does. Is I want to help grow the industry.
Nice. So I think you mentioned, I think Imbibe, didn't they do something for the Oktoberfest as well?
Yeah, they're doing something today too, which I don't know when you're going to post this, but it'll be over by then.
Obviously. Depends on how drunk you guys get me today.
Yeah. So we're not going to post it tonight. Imbibe does a lot of great things for the community too. That's a, they've been around for a while. They're really cool bottle shop. A lot of events, Kevin and Hallie, and they do some really good stuff there. Right now they're doing the Oktoberfest. The last couple weekends they've had still the glass events with actual from Germany, like authentic Oktoberfest beers.
That's cool.
I don't remember what's going on today. In fact, I'm supposed to post about it, and I haven't done it yet.
Slacker.
I know.
Yeah, they always do cool stuff.
And they got, like, brats. It's cool.
Oh, really?
I went the first weekend. Me and my buddy went, and they had brats and a couple glasses you got to steal, and they're really neat.
Yeah, that's
a lot
cool.
of fun drinking that weird stuff that you normally wouldn't drink. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say weird stuff, but, you know, they're Marzens and wheat beers and Pilsners. Not weird, but...
Just not something you
different
normally...
Different than the IPAs that we're normally drinking around
here. Right. I'm still really digging the New England style, Northeast style IPAs. The West Coast, I think, for me, still, I mean, I'll drink them. And I mean, this new, what's it, New Glory?
Yeah.
It's good. I just, the bitterness for me still is a little much for the IPAs, the West Coast style, more West Coast style IPAs.
Packed full of dank Pacific Northwest hops and fermented with our more neutral but still charismatic ale yeast. Doesn't say what kind of hops are in there, but Northwest hops.
I don't know what constitutes a Northwest hop. I don't know what that category or the listing of hops is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has a bit of a... They're just smelling it.
It's fruity. It is bitter.
But it has... It's a little dark for a West Coast, right? I mean, a little more brownish.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's dark in here, but
and it's a double, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I don't know much.
But
about
it doesn't taste alcoholic, like some doubles do.
No, it's just that bitter. I think helps mask that. Maybe,
maybe, yeah.
But I'm coming off. I was telling you earlier, I went to lunch at Lengthwise, had some fish tacos at the pub, and I got that wet hop, the Hiccup Wet Hop, which is that's a tasty beer, real good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty dank because it's got the wet hops in there. I think they used Citro Mosaic. I could be wrong on those hops, but that was a tasty beer. And when I was at BBC picking up beers this morning, they had Moonraker, and I don't remember what it's called, but it was so stinking good. It was one of the best IPAs I think I've ever had.
No shit.
He just gave me a taste of it. Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm almost out of this. I want you to taste this. So I tasted it, and geez, they make some good beers.
I don't think I've had any Moonraker.
You don't get them here unless somebody brings them in. So, and they're going to be going up to Sacramento pretty regularly. So,
and that's where they're out of.
That's where Moonraker. I think they're. It might be.
Just up north somewhere.
Yeah,
north
Roseville or something, somewhere around Sacramento.
Yeah, I've heard of them, and I've heard good things. I've never had the opportunity. So they BBC, which is Bakersfield Beer Company here in Bakersfield, obviously.
Off of Shreya Court over by Dionysus.
And they had that on tap?
Yes. Yeah, but it'll be gone. Mm-hmm. It's gone today, in fact. He said he's got a couple pints left in the keg, and that's it. But he's got a couple more kegs back there. He wasn't sure what they were, what the names were, but I'm sure they're going to be badass or really good. Yeah, I don't swear on the mic, so.
He's a jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, they're like you said, they're bringing in beers that we won't see otherwise, right?
Yeah, and Imbibe does that too. Imbibe will go, Kevin. He's done it a few times. He goes and picks up stuff out of usually down in L.A. That's how we started getting Smog City there and El Segundo with their Day One program and a few other brands. I think the McKellar SD stuff he brought in that way.
Have you had any Monkish yet?
I have had Monkish at like a share type event or a podcast or something to where it was with so many other beers. I don't really recall I'm sure I liked it, but I don't recall anything about it. So in my opinion, no, I haven't been able to sit at home and actually enjoy it and like be like, oh yeah, now I can kind of remember what this tastes like, what's in this beer.
Sometimes you do like a tasting event or whatever, you try so many different things. It's even at like some of the festivals we do.
Oh yeah.
You might remember one beer that you really enjoyed, but most of them it's going to kind of be a blur
besides having so many beers,
are just, it's almost overwhelming. Plus you're getting kind of generally a little thick chased. But
yeah, festivals are the worst. I it's funny. I see people trying to check in on Untappd, on the app, on Untappd app at the festival. And I don't know how you do that. You'd be on your phone just the whole time.
The whole time. Or try to remember later.
Or tasting events even, or when you get a flight. I do it sometimes, but.
Yeah, it's almost like your mind plays tricks on you because you go through the flight and which one was this? And then,
remember.
Yeah, I never do. And I just go, there was something that was really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Even last night, why was it? We went to Eureka for dinner. Tyson and I went looking for LCB and they didn't have any.
Tyson? From LCB?
They didn't have, I'm telling him on my podcast.
Oh, I was like, I thought he was down here with you and you guys are looking around for it. No. Like, really?
I'm telling him that they didn't, the Eureka was out of his beer.
They usually have one on their regular, they have a regular rotation.
They were out. I was there last week or week before and they had just ran out of the cloud juice as real as AF and then they haven't replaced it yet. So.
Did you talk to Cody or Sid, managers there?
No.
That's when you complain. That's when you bring it to the top. You go, hey, I'm going to corporate. So those guys do a really good job too. I mean, I think we've already talked about there's still the glass events, but but they bring really good beers to town.
For sure. Yeah. But what was really cool was I didn't complain, but I was kind of like the waiter was kind of obvious. It was obvious that I was disappointed,
Yeah.
Because first he told me, I think we have the Simcoe is real. And he went and looked and goes, no, man, I'm sorry. We're totally out. And he goes, but I brought you a couple of, the bartender here gave me a couple of suggestions and he brought me two little samplers and said, here, try these, which one you like. And it was the one I ended up getting was the Modern Times. I can't remember what.
Let me see. I'll find it.
But it was juicy, like what I was really wanting, and it was really good. I don't remember how many. By the end of it.
Knowing you, one.
Asshole.
I don't remember.
By the end of it.
Critical Band.
That was what it was. Yeah. My wife ended up having one. And then one or two other people at the table ended up ordering the same thing just because I was drinking it and talking about it.
They've got Oneida, too, which is a great pale ale by Modern Times.
Hmm.
Dogfish had pumpkin ale. He just posted his
tap list.
Tap list yesterday, so I assume it's still accurate. But, of course, whenever this podcast goes on, who knows?
Totally different.
Well, that's the fun about those kind of places is they rotate.
Yeah.
They get the smaller kegs usually and rotate them.
Mm-hmm. They're doing, like, when you say smaller kegs, do you know how many gallons those are?
I don't know. It's maybe sixlets?
Sixlets?
Yeah, maybe. Is that what they're called? Sixlets?
I don't know.
It's a lot of S's. It's starting to hurt my
ears. I could turn the highs down on your headphones.
I got some. Is that coming out on the mic? Like,
no, that was me.
But, I mean, can you hear that from me, though?
No.
I feel like it's...
You getting some echo?
No, the S's. My S's are all real... In my face.
Try it now.
slippery slope.
Oh, no, it's way there. Oh, that's high. Yeah, no. All right. I'm glad I said something.
Rookie on the mixer.
Slippery slope. Slip slope.
We should have done this before we started recording. Yeah. We just sat down and started talking. So, time for another beer. What do you want to grab?
Oh, you want something over here?
Let's do the cloud juice.
You got cloud juice?
I got a cloud juice.
Let's do cloud juice.
And it's, I think Tyson gave me shit last weekend about letting it sit too long. Drink fresh. Hashtag drink fresh. So let me grab
How
that.
Old is it?
I don't know.
Because I won't drink it if it's older than 3 days.
Oh, shit.
I guess we get to enjoy some cloud juice.
I'll have this water right
like
here.
I said, is it cold? I want it.
This is going to be delicious. 8-1.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
8-1.
2 months.
So, should I roll it around first?
It's 2 month age. No, it'll have some sediment at the bottom. We don't want that at top.
How loud is that?
That's good. I like he's got the independent label. Brewers Association independent label on there.
I forgot he was filming. I was like, who the hell is he showing that to?
He's back there.
Yeah. Somebody there didn't see him in.
That's definitely cloudy.
It's in New England.
It's the LCB and Dionysus's. Is that proper English? Dionysus's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Collaboration. They mixed two of their recipes. Two of their each of their great recipes,
there's
right?
More in there.
Finish it off.
You want top off?
I'm good.
I'll take it.
So this was a combination of cloud juice, right?
Yeah, they took Dio's cloud juice recipe and...
LCB is the juice is real?
Is it the juice? Yeah, the juice is real. Okay. I couldn't remember.
It's a double NEIPA.
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Super cloudy.
That's the first time I've had that one.
You probably won't be able to find it anymore.
Tastes like apricots and peaches. Yeah, I don't know. Does he even have it on tap? I'm not even sure.
I think I remember Dio was going to put it on tap too, right?
I don't know.
Could be wrong.
I believe Dio's going to brew it at their location next.
Okay.
This recipe. Because this one here was brewed up in Tatchby.
Correct. This is the one that when we went up there at LCB, Tyson tried to murder us all with it.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fresh stuff there.
Oh, no. It was so freaking good. I mean, it was... And he just kept pouring it.
Jeez. That was the one I was invited to, but I couldn't go.
Yeah, you were grounded or something.
No, I was working. My last day.
Last day.
He's like, we're going to start at 5. I got to get off at 5. I'm going to get Tatchby by 5.
That one was... you guys were all up there before me.
Yeah, we get up there a little early to set up, get everything all going.
And we got up there, and I walked up. Kenny said, plug your headphones in, and we started recording. I didn't get a chance to really... I just sat down, and we started talking.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast.
Did I see the picture online? I go, hey, can I call in? He's like, not today. I'm not set up for it.
We weren't set up for it. We are set up for it today. We may screw around with the phone a little bit. I got some voicemails that might be fun to play.
Yeah, I'd like to hear those.
Don't play mine, please.
Yeah, we're playing yours for sure.
Suck.
We had I set up a phone number for the podcast, and I'm asking people to call in and basically
talk shit.
Just so you
know, there's a lot of static when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
So
every time I...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ground yourself. maybe after a few more you can do that.
Hey, wait.
Before we're cool.
Yeah, that's more accurate. I'm fat and old.
So anyway,
when I tell my wife, she always puts her glasses on. What are you doing? what are you doing that for?
I'm going to go find it.
Got a mirror. I got to see if it's breathing.
Got to see if it's breathing.
Does it breathe?
Okay, so that's my clean input for the day. I'm trying not to swear as much today because we have our special guest here today. So I feel like an idiot now.
He doesn't mind hearing it. He just doesn't.
No, like, I know. Swear all you
but
want.
I'm trying to be all centered. I go, no. Geez, you heard my other 10 that I've done. So I'm a little.
Although listening to your podcast, I think I told Sean, I was like, hey, I know you guys pretty much talk crap the whole time to each other. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty violent environment.
I said, I want to get you on the podcast. He goes, oh yeah, I want to, but you guys talk a lot of crap. I hurt my feelings.
I don't want to go home crying.
It's like everybody that I meet that's in this circle. No, I apologize ahead of time. I know they've listened to his first ones. You know,
I'm going to talk some shit to you.
Yeah,
more than likely.
It's entertaining though. You know that. I'm sure a lot of people are tuning in just for that.
Yeah. It's all in good fun. We try not to be too mean to each other, but it happens.
My daughter listened to him during class when she has her headphones on and she's doing homework. Let him like.
She's in third grade.
No, she's not.
Oh, wow. She's senior high school. So, don't you have the little thing? The little
she's gotten in trouble. She's gotten in trouble because she's burned out laughing like during.
Oh, really?
During, like study time.
My drunk dad.
And she goes, Dad, guess what I'm doing? I'm like, what? She's texting me. I'm listening to the podcast. And I go, don't judge me.
I know. That was one of the concerns. That's why one of the reasons we never say last names or companies we work for.
Right. Yeah.
Some of us want to keep our careers.
It worked for me.
IPA Today does that too.
Mm-hmm.
Except they don't do it very well. Because there's a lot of last names and companies that fly on that one.
I think they intend to do that at the beginning, right. But as it goes on, they kind
of
forget.
Yeah, you drink a couple double IPAs and triple IPAs and all kinds of crap starts flying out of your mouth. That's probably going to happen here. We're 26 minutes in and...
This is good. We're
chilling.
We're progressing nicely. So you want to do the calls or what?
Yeah, let's
see what we got.
Hopefully the fuzz isn't terrible. So we had a few voicemail messages. This one might be, you guys might find familiar. Not familiar, but interesting.
Hey, IPA Today. Just wanted to call and tell you how much I like the show and how much I enjoy listening to it. Hmm? What? I'm not Kevin. What? No, I'm Kevin. What? Never mind. Thought I called the IPA Today.
I was like, hey, that's a really nice thing. Wait, he said IPA Today, didn't he?
he called the wrong show.
Who was that? They probably don't leave their names.
Actually, I know who that is. It's Kevin. He may call today. Actually, he is Kevin.
Is it Kevin? Is it the Kevin?
It's not. It's a Kevin.
It's a Kevin.
It's a Kevin. He's been on the show before. He's a shit talker too.
Yeah,
I'm sure if he calls in, he'll be talking shit.
Yeah, let him call. I'll light into his ass. Sorry, break your damn microphone.
Calm down with that.
I know. It's like
quit handling the stick.
Well, remember the last...
No hands.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
You hope you didn't see that video? Or
I did not see that video.
Okay, well, it's there, so...
I'll show it to you later.
Is it on the YouTube?
No, it's on YouTube.
I'm
going to
unfollow YouTube right now.
Please don't. I want to have some kind of dignity, you know?
It was on Instagram.
Look how we sit in this chair. You notice? This is like my spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Who doesn't it? We're gonna put name tags on the...
Yeah.
On the
How many casts have you been on?
Shit. I don't know.
Five, probably?
Five of your first few?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've done more than five.
I don't even know. Well, a lot of them are...
Because with that one, we did like a three-hour session, just me and him by ourselves. That was like reliving... Because I've known this guy for I don't know how long now.
30 years.
30 years, oh, yeah. Wow. So it was like we had a lot to kind of
go
over and shit talk about, so... He's like, I don't know what we're going to say. Just come in and start talking, right? So I'm sitting here for like 30 minutes. He's like, oh, recording, by the way. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, excuse me.
That's kind of my MO. We'll just start talking like a regular conversation. I'll just reach over and push record.
Yeah.
It's natural.
That makes it more natural. Right?
Mm-hmm. So that was...
Nobody's putting on a show.
You'd be amazed.
With the radio boys.
you'd be amazed that even though it's not live, people freeze up when this mic's in front of them. Like mm-hmm. his brother, he don't mm-hmm. want to talk on here. It's fine.
Yeah. But then you get him, or he's a pussy. I was going to say you get a couple beers at him and even get him into a story, or you start telling a story not accurately.
He'll jump in.
And he'll go, wait a minute.
He's like, no, I need to correct this.
Yeah, no,
that's not inaccuracy.
If you're going to embarrass somebody, it's got to be accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not how it happened. And he'll call you out. No, here's what you did. I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh.
Huh. Well, that's a trademark, isn't
it? That's mine.
You own that?
Was it the absolutely mine. Huh.
Troy's got priors.
You better explain that. Prior what? I got prior warrants.
What priors I got?
I got a rap sheet.
I did not know that.
He's wanted in like three states he doesn't even know yet.
So what's coming up, beer-wise? Did I see something?
Hold on.
You don't have a memorized.
Let me pull up Facebook.
You pull up. That's cheating. Anybody can do that.
That's where I get all my information.
No, did I hear something about a pizza?
Yeah, that's. I think it's in January, February.
Oh, so it's after the first
March.
Year.
Yeah, it's something in the first quarter. And
you get to keep saying months. You'll eventually get it right. Yeah, I guarantee it. Somewhere between January and December.
January, December, in that basic vicinity.
Yeah, pizza, pizza and brew. You have me a puh. I'm there.
Need a pop filter.
Yeah, so that's one of those festivals that's it's like a nationwide kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And they bring it to town. So I don't know much about that. And the Tater Tot, there's a Tater Tot Festival too.
Geez.
I think they're both the type that they it's do them in multiple thing. Markets mm-hmm. and then they bring it into town. It's not that they're bad at all, but you're probably not going to see a lot of independent breweries there. It'll mm-hmm. be mostly all distributed stuff. So
right.
they'll get with the local distributors and say, give us 15, 20 a year of your independent craft breweries.
Uh-huh. And then in November is the...
November, that's the one coming up. So that's definitely, that's a must attend for anyone who likes craft beer, beer in general. It's a really fun event. I've gone last few years, well, all the years that they've done it. It's called the Bacon and Craft Beer Festival. It's November, what is it, 10th?
11th, I
think. 11th, yeah, Saturdays. It's that mm-hmm. Saturday, November 11th. And it's also Veterans Day. But,
oh, cool.
It's at the Park at River Walk behind Target there on Stockdale.
Mm-hmm.
From
great venue.
1 to 5, a VIP gets in at 12. And there's going to be, it's a focus on California craft breweries. So all the breweries there are basically California, not basically, they are California breweries. Independents, there are some of the big dogs too. Not, when I say big dogs, I mean the ones that are owned by the big dogs, not,
right.
not, there won't be Bud Light and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So
but some
it's,
that are owned
it's all good.
By
big, you know, the Ballast Point will be there. 10 Barrel probably, those kind of, companies owned by AB and Bev.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus is on the independent stuff. They've got,
awesome.
They've got the Lancaster breweries will be down, most of them. All the locals, obviously. It's sponsored by Lengthwise, so there'll be big Lengthwise presence.
Mm-hmm.
Caribbee Sea, Dionysus, Timbler, local craft beer, they'll all be there. Obviously, Tagaskoya. What's that big one? Firestone.
What's that big motherfucker on the coast?
The one that we drink every day.
You know.
That'll be fun, man.
Yeah, right, right there.
The glass is right in front of us.
22, I think, restaurants are signed on so far, and they'll all make a bacon-inspired dish.
That's
something
cool.
Small, you know, obviously.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bite-sized type stuff.
Yeah, but that's always cool to see what they come up with. And there'll be a competition for that. Best,
oh,
best
really?
Bacon, and the crowd's right. going to get to... we're still I'm on the planning committee, so we're still trying to decide how they're going to vote for that, but I think we got it down. But the people, the what do you call them? The
participants?
Yeah.
The vendors, contestants. The restaurants?
The people that come in.
The vendors?
Us people that are enjoying
the patrons.
The food. The patrons. Patrons.
The drunks.
They'll be voting for their favorite bacon
big
dish.
Word, too.
And another thing we're going to have is the homebrew booth, which is cool. They mm-hmm. did it last year. We've done it at the Bakersfield Craft Beer Festival, the Country Craft Beer Festival. Mm-hmm. Last year's Bacon and Craft Beer Festival was the first local homebrew booth. And this year we're going to double it at least. So we'll have at least 20 homebrewers there serving, you know, probably upwards to 40 beers.
Wow.
So tons of homebrew. And we're also going to do a competition. So,
oh, cool.
This is actually the first time I think I'm okay to announce this. I hope I am, but I'm going to do it anyways. But
breaking on that.
This is breaking news for sure. So there'll be a competition for best homebrew, and it'll be voted on by the patrons of the event.
Right.
And and the winner is going to get to brew their beer or a version of it, depending on the scalability of it,
mm-hmm.
with Kyle Smith at Lengthwise. So they're going to get to go to Lengthwise and brew their beer
on their system,
on the big Lengthwise system. It'll be a small batch, obviously. Mm-hmm. It won't be their a big run or anything, but a small batch, and it'll actually be on tap at the brewery.
No kidding.
So it's going to be really cool. There'll be a trophy involved too, so they're going to get a trophy,
cool.
and it's all voted on by the patrons.
And that's bragging rights in this town, man.
You know what? It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I know the homebrewers are going to love it, and I haven't even told anybody else that yet, so this is
awesome.
Breaking right here.
So some bacon wrapped jalapenos would go good with your jalapeno beer.
Oh yeah,
on the down low.
Hello.
I'm just kidding.
So yeah, we're looking forward to all the different beers that people are going to bring out. And there's so many really good home brewers
here
in town.
There are a ton of great brewers. So that the bar is going
to
be high.
Yeah. And hey, while I'm on here, if you are a home brewer listening to this and you want to participate, hit me up, troy@ontapbakersfield.com. I'm organizing the homebrew booth, and I want to get as many as I can. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get some people up from Fresno, some people from Lancaster,
awesome,
involved. But I want as many Bakersfield locals as we possibly can get. And I've been given the go-ahead to just keep adding homebrewers.
Oh, no kidding.
We can keep adding booths and tables. Stuff.
That is so very awesome. Cool. So just because you're not in Bakersfield doesn't mean you can't,
oh, yeah,
can't participate.
If you can get here and bring 5 gallons of beer and a way mm-hmm. to dispense it, that's what we're looking for.
That's pretty neat. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
November, that's going to be some nice weather, too. So yeah, it should be a real comfortable day. And
definitely.
Good.
I would imagine because of the weather and the timing of the year, there'll be probably a lot of some dark beers, some stouts, and really creative shit.
Yeah, last year they had a nitro van, which was it was in a weird position, so it didn't get used as much. They're going to move it. But they'll have it again this year. It'll get moved to a better location. Mm-hmm. But it'll be nitro beers, so there'll be some stouts on that thing. Everything poured on nitro.
Right. It's so good. The amount of nitro just changes the whole beer, really.
Super smooth, yeah.
And offhand, do we know how much tickets are going to be?
Okay, they keep going up on the first, which I guess tomorrow's the first.
Yeah.
So on the first, I can't remember. Is it 50, 55, maybe? Yeah, 60?
It's like kind of progressive as you get closer to the event, it goes up. Trying to get the early
The sooner
bird
you can
specials.
Get it, the better. But this event.
It's still worth it, though. My gosh,
it's totally worth it. This event is. It's really cool the way they do it. Once you get inside, you don't pay for anything. Everything. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, unless you want to buy, I don't know if they have a cigar booth and you want to buy cigars, or the vendors are there, you want to buy stuff from the vendors. But all the food and all the beer mm-hmm. is included, all of it.
And the
yard games, there'll be a bunch of different yard games. There'll be music, live music. This year's the first year for live music, so we'll have a stage with a few local bands playing.
Nice. Cool.
And we've got a good position for it, I think, to where it will encompass the whole festival, but you can. It's going to be kind of in an area to where you can be away from the music too, to where it's just background music and it's not in your face.
To me, can't talk.
So that was one thing I noticed at the Tehachapi Mountain. What
do
you call it?
Tehachapi Mountain Beer and Wine Festival.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That one.
That's a fun event too.
You know what? This is the first year I went, and we had a really good time. And I can't remember if I told the story of how we got home that night. I may have told the story in a previous podcast, but I'll tell it again. Anyway, their band, their stage setup for that was almost perfect because it was it's a big event. I mm-hmm. mean, as far as the footprint of the event, it's really good size. And they kept the band really away from the beer, but you could hear it. So it was almost like being in a bar or whatever where the music's playing.
Ambience music.
Yeah. But then you could walk up to the stage, and if you wanted to rock out, you could walk up and be part of the band, of the experience.
Minto was playing, huh? Minto Buru?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, those guys are old school, man. They've been here forever.
Yeah. Forever, yeah. So that was, I think, that what you're talking about, having them kind of be accessible but not right in the middle of everything makes it, just gives everybody the option.
Yeah.
Right? So you can either be right in the middle of the music or just have it be part of your experience.
Right.
I really appreciate that.
Because in years past, it's a DJ or just piped in music just mm-hmm. in the background, which is, it'll be the same. It'll just be from local artists playing their heart and soul. And like you said, you can get into it or you can be out of it.
Right. It helps the bands too. It gets more exposure to images, to everything in Bakersfield.
Any list of the bands yet?
Good.
There's some thoughts on the bands, but we're not releasing anything yet.
The boys weren't playing anymore. No, that'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
My cousin had a band, in the late 90s, early 2000s, the Feldies. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah, that's my cousin's band, and they were good, man. That was I lost a lot of cells in my liver downtown in the club scene.
Yeah, I used to run the website, and we would pretty much go to every event and promote the crap out of them as much as we could. And
nice.
What's up, Filthy Boys?
Yep.
They all listen.
What happened? Why aren't they?
They got old.
They're old.
Well, I think one of them's
Mission Mortuary, Kenny Mount, that's the singer. And the drummer, Gup, moved to Santa Barbara. And then my cousin, he's kind of been around. Mm-hmm. But, they just kind of outgrew it. Yeah.
These guys, they played music all their lives.
Mid-40s now. So, if they hit their Green Day mark in the 90s, they'd probably been big as mm-hmm. they were. So, they had an independent label. But
we had a lot of fun.
Never had a good following, too.
Yeah, for sure.
A fun group.
Do you remember the one and only Crab Fest?
I didn't go to it, but
how old are you?
I'm 40 this year.
Oh, 40. Yeah,
you've been right
now. I think Tommy Lee headlined it the year that he was singing on a solo career. They played there too.
Because, oh, wow.
Yeah, they got to play a big stage.
They played with Unwritten Law. Even Breaking Benjamin was there, I believe. Kitty was there.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Kitty.
Yeah, I remember
that
Kitty.
That all-girl hardcore. Yeah, they, huh? I had one of their albums. I think maybe their only
was
album.
Was it Brackish was on there? Yeah, I think their bass player died or something happened.
Wow.
But they got to open, so they got to play that. And they opened when, do you remember that when the Montgomery World Plaza?
World Plaza had concerts.
Oh,
had concerts
yeah.
For a while.
They opened for,
I think Chevelle.
Chevelle. Yeah.
They sold chicken and livestock inside there?
Maybe. I think
there's a swap meet. You can get a cell phone and a pig at the same day.
A Boost mobile phone.
Burner phone.
Yeah. I don't even want to go into that day. That was a fun day for my family. That was Tommy's birthday, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We went off to Alley Cat after they played.
Oh, I love Alley Cat.
Yeah. My cousin was playing pool with a guy, and he leans over the table. The guy did, and he puked all over the table. My one and only time I drunk and drove. Sorry, don't do this at home. But
remember your daughter was this.
We piled into my little truck, a couple of us, and we're like, we can go to Dave's Taco because we're downtown. Well, they were already closed, it was right when they went downtown, started making Chester like kind of presentable.
Yeah.
So they made the islands like a foot taller.
And you went
and I drove right over the top of the thing, dude, and hammered on my ass. And the guy in the back seat bumped his head and got a concussion. We went to Zingo's. He couldn't even eat.
Oh, my God.
He was all puking and sick. So sorry, Rory, if you guys listen.
That's funny.
It was a fun night.
Yeah, so bands, that'll be fun. Yeah. Having live music will be cool.
Yeah, it'll be we'll see how it goes, but I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event.
It's such a good event.
Definitely going to make it to this one.
Certainly something you want to try to
unless I'm working
put in your schedule.
It'll be a Saturday.
I got something on the hook in case you guys are worried about my job. I did get laid off on the 1st of September, so I've got a few prospects. And
this is Robbie's monster.com.
Yeah, I've been kind of pulling this along for like the last 6 months when we do podcasts. It's like I've been on the hook to get let it go.
Yeah, it was kind of like the writing was on the wall, and he kept talking about how
they had to let my whole team go just about. So. But anyways, back to the beer.
You got prospects though? You got
I got a real good prospect. I've already done like 5 interviews with them. And they're actually creating a position, I hope, for me. If you guys are listening, I love you.
I hope if they are listening, they're probably not gonna have
They're like, not gonna
Ooh.
Hence the reason why I'm not swearing as much.
But remember the old podcasts are available.
Yeah, don't look up 1 through 10.
They're like, oh, this guy's interesting. Let's
Robin Chan, part 3. Oh.
Holy shit.
Don't judge me.
Or do judge. And call in and tell us what you're thinking.
It's been a while since I've had a few beers like this. And I met Sean yesterday at a local establishment, and I had the Moose Drool.
Man, that was high pitched. That was like,
he's like, that's my, I got dentures, just so you know. You'll hear that on the other episodes too. It's actually a party favor, dude.
And we put him in his glass.
What happened? I laughed or something, that popped out of my mouth. I'll pick like the alien.
Oh, dick.
Jeff's all, put in your glass, take a picture. So I had a few of those. I was actually home and took a nap, but I'm already kind of feeling it.
Yeah, we went by,
Flame Burger.
Flame Burger. Yeah. You weren't even there, but you know.
No, I saw your post.
Yeah.
I'm stalking the crap out of you, dude. I was like, where's he now?
Stalker.
So we went by Flame Burger.
I'm wearing those plaid briefs just like you do. Trish could be like, why
send me a picture.
Oh, God. You got the eyes cut out. Oh, it's me.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
No.
I called you Wild Bill.
That Moose Drool is a pretty good beer.
Much better on tap for me than it is in a bottle.
I'm a stout guy, so I like that flavor, you know. And what was that I had up at the LBC? I always forget.
Embry Stout.
That's my first one. I had that right off the bat, and I took a sip, and it was like chills. You can see that on his post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, he ordered that right off the bat, and I was like, why are you going there? I love stouts. All right, whatever, dude.
Well, I get the Zeus Ale, you know, over there at Lengthwise, and I get a little snifter, you drink out of it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, you don't want that. I'm like, yeah, give it to me. I'm like, slug.
I'm done.
He was pretty much
my next few drinks, I had my pinky out. It was a real sophisticated beverage.
That stuff is so dark. I mean, it basically stains the glass, right? Yeah. It's so just black.
That is a monster beer.
Mm-hmm. That is good, though.
It's barrel-aged, right? I mean, it's the...
I don't... He's done a couple different variations, or is that, I think.
He has the non and the barrel
aging. I think what he did was originally he brewed it with the intention of barrel aging it, and then he had too much. He had more than he had barrels for or something. I can't remember the whole story he told us, but...
Right.
So he put what he had for barrels and filled them up, and then the rest of it he put on tap. I think is what he did. I think what you were having was the
tap,
the leftover.
Yeah, stuff. 11.8 or something like that.
It was pretty big.
Jeez. Yeah. Right off the start, though.
It pretty much ruined you because you couldn't really enjoy anything else.
Yeah, I was done after that one, but it was good.
Yeah, we're coming to that season, though, man. We're stouts. Mm-hmm. And just sitting outside, like if you got your fire going in the backyard or something, you don't want a lot of it, especially if it's a big beast like that or a barrel-aged beast like that.
Just something to put you in that mood. Go to sleep.
Really good. Yeah.
Did I hear lengthwise is barrel aging the Kern River crude?
Did you? That's news to me.
I thought I heard somewhere where you know their stout that they have there, the porter.
Uh-huh.
I heard they were barrel aging that at some point. I thought so. That's what I heard. But I was like, that's my favorite drink of all time. Is that porter?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and I got a black and tan on that once.
Lovely. What are they putting for the tan? Is it Centennial?
Centennial. Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
You can tell I'm buzzing because I start fidgeting.
And I start
talking like I'm an auctioneer.
We can all hear it.
I start talking like an auctioneer all 100 miles a minute, and my teeth get loose and pop out.
I'm waiting for that.
Hold on.
And that's just, no.
Hey, let's turn the camera. I put an extra layer of glue in. They're not going anywhere today.
I'm getting ready for this.
I'm biting so hard that the glue's like bleeding out, and I'm like pulling it out and flicking it towards Sean. He doesn't know he's got like 10 of them on his shoulder. Little glue balls.
Oh, what kind of balls are you putting on my
shoulder?
You
don't have blue balls, you got glue balls.
It's time for another beer.
Yes.
What do we want?
Hey, I got some. Let's change the subject.
Yeah. Rob's balls on my shoulder.
You guys want to do a sour or
anything?
I got a pilsner. I got a really cool pilsner that I've never had.
Dolly, you might need to come pick me up. If this was live, you'd hear this.
Always Summer Bohemian Pilsner by Bike Dog. These guys are out of West Sacramento.
Okay, cool.
It's West Coast dry hop, so it'll be
it's cold, so pour it.
get it going.
Here's your
better take it. That's freaking complicated.
Ding. You take it.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
This looks precarious. All right, good.
Here, I'll pour you.
Go ahead. God dang. I still got it.
Freaking calm down.
I know, I'm all excited.
It's free.
Like a bunch of rookies.
Like a bunch of rookies.
Troy's going ape shit with the mic.
That's Rob playing the bongos.
Ooh, that's got an interesting color to it for a pilsner. It's a little dark.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's smooth. Oh, yeah. You guys are deadly, man. I can't hang out with you guys no more.
Don't blame us.
It's really good.
You didn't have to come over here.
I'm an adult. You made the choice.
It does have an interesting color.
It's good, though.
I got to take a photograph.
A darker than. Smells good. And what is the name of the brewery?
Bike Dog Brewing Company.
It's a cool logo, right?
It's the Bohemian Pilsner.
That logo was kind of cool.
Hold it up for your camera,
please? Yeah.
That's probably a cool idea.
Thanks for the help, Robbie.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't want to overexert myself. Teamwork it. Don't want to overexert.
I tore my rotator cuff.
Pulled my Achilles.
So their logo is cool. It's like a dog.
On a bike.
As
a bike.
Yeah. Dude, that's really smooth. I like that.
Bohemian Pilsner.
I like it.
And it's dry hop.
Yeah, it is. Not bad, huh?
And you get a little bit of a hop flavor to it.
Yeah.
That's
more at the end, right?
That's not that I'd know this, but that's like a cutting the yard on a Saturday morning beer.
Yeah.
You get done, you're like, swig.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ABV on that thing?
That is 5.1. So real just...
Pretty simple.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's a good find.
That's Bakersfield Beer Company right there. I can't stress that enough. Go to that place and get beer. They don't have a huge selection, but they've got a really good selection. And then everything, I mean, they've got something on tap that you will be just amazed by.
Right. That's something tasty, buzzing. Man. I like that.
Well, we had a little feedback or something.
I heard that.
We'll hopefully get a little feedback on this podcast because you need it.
So this was bottled on 8/14.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe that's fresh. Why it's so smooth.
That's good.
It's good. I like it. No, it's really good. Matter of fact, give me some of them. More of that. I got like a shot's worth.
And they're calling that a small batch beer.
Is it? So they? I don't know.
Maybe one barrel system. I don't know three barrel system.
How big their system is there? No, go
ahead. Here.
That's good. So you mentioned you brought a couple sours. Are you a pretty big sour fan?
No, I'm not at all. I really appreciate them, and especially what Dionysus is doing over there. I mean, I really appreciate that stuff, but I can't drink too many of them. I get heartburn. I mean, I think a lot of people do.
Yep.
but it's
a lot of acids.
They get. Yeah. I love tasting them, but to have a full pint or more than a full pint, even
I've tried.
It's just too. It's abrasive, I guess. I don't know what the word is, but it just really kicks my butt.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But you mentioned Dio. They're kind of known for their sours, right?
Yeah.
But
very well known. They've got a huge cult following.
And people love sours, but there's a lot of people that don't. Just like we're talking here. But people, what I've had to almost like talk people out of writing Dio off because they hear Dio and they think sour.
Oh, they've got some awesome IPAs.
Right. And you have to go, no, hang on. That's not all they do. They're doing IPAs and juicy IPAs and stouts.
And they have a
very creative lineup.
They got a Pilsner, don't they? They get the area code one. Is that a Pilsner? Or is that, no, that's
insert
not a Pilsner.
Area code
that's
here
a,
or something like that?
That's not a Pilsner.
It's like a wheat or a.
God dang it. I can't think of it right now. Anyways, yeah, they do a lot of good beers.
Yeah. So you just have to remind people that I'm trying to remember somebody I know that went to an event that they kind of supplied the beer to, and they supplied sours.
Yeah.
And he was just like, ah, man, I can't do that. And every time I brought him up since then, he goes, that's the sour beer company, right? I'm like, no, that's not all
they do. It is, but they do some other stuff that's really good. Like what we just had, that's their recipe in there, in that cloud juice.
Right. Which is, I mean, that's a phenomenal beer to me. I love that beer.
Yep.
Especially off the tap.
It's fresh. And you know what? I could taste the age on this one. Mm-hmm. I'm not a beer connoisseur whatsoever, but
it was a little different.
I can kind of taste a little bit of age in beer sometimes because I'm so used to getting it. Because you go to the local, some of the local places that have beer, and you get one that's not dated. You don't know what it's going to be, and it ends up having. It ends up being kind of old, and you can taste it. You can really get that raisiny cardboard kind of flavor out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that. Mm-hmm. This is really good.
I like it. This is, Robbie was saying, you can drink
a few of those throughout the day and just kind of.
While you're watching the Bears lose.
Shut up.
Bears fan? Chicago
Bears. I am a Bears fan.
I see it back there. This parking area right here is reserved for Bears fans only. Right.
Which is probably going to have to come down. My wife is gradually moving from being a Bears fan because she's married to me. To a Derek Carr fan.
Did you see that game the other night? Packers smoked him.
I heard about it.
When I came over, I had him sweep up the Kleenex that he had over the damn place in here, man. It's like, second play of the game. You watching this crap?
Yeah. It was fucking hard. It's hard to watch.
Like, are they not good this year?
They're fucking terrible.
They got a rookie quarterback that's on the bench. They should have started him. He's a stud, man. But they haven't. They got this other guy. The first play of the game, he's throwing the ball. He gets hit and fumbles.
On the freaking 3-yard line.
On the first play.
3-yard line, yeah.
He's terrible. I mean, he's not terrible. But there's a lot of.
Well, he hit a lot of the receivers right in the hands and they dropped.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things that make him terrible.
Anyways, I'm a Patriot fan, so I could talk all day about them. But that's okay. So I see you're wearing a Kings hat. Are you a Kings fan?
Yeah, I watch hockey.
Did you ever come when they did their preseasons here at the Rubber Bank?
I went to one preseason game here, which was fun to watch.
Yeah. I went, I think the first time they did it, they played the Edmonton Oilers, and they still had Robitaille at the time, and Edmonton had Mark Messier.
Yeah, that's a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, it had Mark Messier, so I got to see them play here live.
That's awesome.
That was cool. And I also went to go see the Lakers when they come here, and they played the Cavaliers.
I saw the Lakers one time, too.
They played the Cavaliers the first year LeBron came out from high school.
Oh, wow.
So I got to see LeBron. That's when they had Karl Malone in the glove playing for him. I saw Shaq and all them guys. It was a cool game.
That's pretty neat.
That freaking kid is huge at the time, man. I was like, God.
Who?
LeBron.
Oh,
like
6'9". Because he came right out of high school
and went
to
pros,
right?
Yeah, he came right out of high school. He had like 19 points the first game. I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. And now he's like rich.
You think? You'd think?
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to throw my 2 cents in, guys, because I don't know a lot about the craft brews. I just drink them.
But you like them.
Sean puts them in front of me. I throw them back.
That's what it's all about. You know?
So I got to throw my 2 cents in, and then I'll let you guys talk. And
you're evolving. You're evolving.
I'm like the supporting cast today. So. So if you're looking for a lot of F-bombs and like crap like that, I'm sorry. I'm not going to get it.
I'm not having it.
Why not?
Besides that, I'm losing train of thought because I'm a little faded a little bit right now already.
That might be a good time to take a break.
Can
we take breaks?
Or we take a phone call again.
We may do that, too. Let's see if we can play one.
I heard you had an Oki call you one time back in the day when you first opened up the lines.
I did have an Oki, but I get the feedback.
Yeah, that's all right.
Does that come through?
It comes through the
phone.
On
the recording, though?
No, I don't know.
Oh, look.
Don't post that shit here.
Free beer.
My wife just walked in with a size of free beer.
And I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah, me too.
That's the supporting cast.
That's cool.
Hello? Did I win?
Not that one.
I'm calling Ken.
Did I win?
Hello? What the fuck?
Oh, boy. All right, so that was one voicemail. Here's another one.
A little bit longer.
Who was that?
Yeah, my name is Curtis. I'm from Oildale, California. I was leaving a message for Kevin, or I'm not Kevin, or whoever you are. Listen, man, I hear your podcast, and I really want to come be on your show one time. I like to drink beer, especially Natural Light.
Natural Light.
I hear you talk about those IPAs, and it makes my tummy go yum, yum. So I want you to give me a call, and then let me know when I can be on your show. You'll have to come and get me, though, in Oildale, because my car got repossessed. And let me know when that's going to be so I can wash my best set of overalls so I can look good for you in person.
Overalls.
But give me a call, Mr. Not Kevin. Let me give you my phone number. Oh, fuck. My phone got disconnected. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do now. Just tell me when to come, and I'll try to walk there or catch the get bus. I can get the change
catch
out of
the
kitchen.
Get bus.
But let me know, because I want to try me some IPA. Bye, son.
What's wrong?
That's a stereotype right there.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong stereotype? With that guy? That guy needs to get checked into somewhere.
So if you want to call and leave a request line.
I think I went to North High with that guy.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I did as well.
The phone number for the I'm Not Kevin podcast is 661-489-8398. It goes right to Robbie's hip.
Right. Leave buzz, buzz. I got the vibration in the pocket with the hole.
Whoa.
With the hole.
Whoa. Hey, I've been married for almost 20 years. There's a freaking hole there. The other pocket has a magnifying glass and a set of tweezers.
Self deprivation.
Hey, man. Dude, I was going to be a comedian until, what's his name? Fluffy came out. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
And he starts talking about his fat self, and I go, well, I guess I'm fired. Again, I can't do that. Fluffy. Damn!
Gabriel
hell no.
Iglesias?
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah. He's good.
He ain't fat now. He lost a bunch of weight.
So we're gonna take a break right now and relieve the bladder.
Walk around
and
a little bit.
Walk around.
Get
a
some
bit.
Blood flow going.
And we'll maybe screw with the phone a little bit more.
Speaking of flow, I'm gonna go fill up my cup.
With what?
Not gonna say it. We gotta be clean today.
You okay?
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod,